So if you'd like to keep your Bibles open at Joshua 24, we'll be looking at a couple of those verses in more detail. Now I want you to think back this morning to a time when you were at the end of some episode in your life and you were looking forward to something new and more exciting. If you're retired, you may remember your last day at work and the feeling of looking forward to a long and happy retirement. Maybe you're at secondary school and you may remember your last day at your junior school and the excitement at the thought of moving on to a new school. Or if you're older, you may remember your very last day at school and you were excitedly looking forward to leaving education and exams behind, yay, and starting your new job. Or finally, you may remember if you're in work and you were in a dead-end job and it was your last day and you were eagerly looking forward to a new job with better pay and better prospects. In all these situations, you were at the end of an era in your life and looking forward with excitement and maybe sometimes a little trepidation to something new. New beginnings. Which has been the theme of our service this morning. At the end of such events, people may have given you presents or at least sent you off with their good wishes. I know there's a tradition at school of signing each other's shirts and putting little notes on them, or at work of giving you a card which everyone has signed and putting a little message on to remember you by. Often you like to keep these shirts or these cards to remember what people said to you on that very last day. Now, I was lucky enough to retire three times. I left Great Harwood, and then I left Barrow Ford, and then finally I left St. Peter's in Burnley. And each time the generous staff showered me with presents and wrote their farewell notes on a card which I've still kept. It's good to remember the last things that people said to you as you prepare for new beginnings in your life. In that passage we heard Colin read to us, we see Joshua and the Israelites also at the end of a crucial moment in their lives. The Israelites had entered the promised land. The era of their lives of slavery and wandering about in the desert has ended, and they were looking to a new era of settlement and victory in their new country. Joshua knew he was going the way of all the earth, as it says, so this was his farewell card to the Israelites as they began their new era of their lives. His good luck in your new job card, if you like. If you turn back to chapter 23 of Joshua and look at verse 14, it says this. This is Joshua speaking. Now I am about to go the way of all the earth. You know with all your heart and soul that not one of the all the good promises the Lord your God gave you has failed. Every promise has been fulfilled. Not one has failed. What better farewell note can that be? If you look past on at your past life and see how God has been with you throughout the whole life, and not one of his promises has failed, you can go forward with confidence, knowing that that God who kept his promise in the past will also keep his promise in the future to you. So today, on this last Sunday of 2018, we too stand at the end of an era, perhaps, looking forward to a new one. It's been good for some, it's been bad for others. But whatever situation you are in today, Take heart from Joshua's farewell notes, which are expanded in this chapter as we begin the new era of 2019 this week. In verse 13 of chapter 4, where our reading started, Joshua reminds the people of all the good things that the Lord had given to them, even though they hadn't done anything to deserve it. Cities they hadn't built, land they hadn't cultivated, and vineyards and olive groves they hadn't even planted. It's good to remember, in good times and in bad, all that the Lord has given to us. The Israelites were reminded to count their blessings, all that God had given to them, even though they didn't deserve it. Count your blessings, it says in that old hymn. Name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Look around and see the beauty of creation. That's why Shirley and I and Jill and Mervyn and many others of you I know like to get out into the countryside as often as you can to see the creation that God has given us. The food and the choices in our supermarket. And if you've just been to America, as I have, you'll be amazed that you can see a whole aisle just full of different sorts of nuts. The choices we have today are amazing. Our health care, which many countries don't even have, all provisions of the Lord's good grace that are showered on us in this land. But especially remember how he has given us the most precious gift of all that we don't deserve. The gift of his one and only Son, the Lord Jesus, who died in our place on the cross so that we could be reconciled to him. And I hope you haven't forgotten the Christmas carols already that we've sung, where we were reminded in one of them about peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled because the Lord Jesus came to die in our place. Because of all that the Lord has provided, Joshua reminds the people in verse 14 of this chapter to fear the Lord and to serve him with all faithfulness, because of what he has done. And you can only do that if you do what Joshua says next. He says, throw away the gods your forefathers worshipped and serve the Lord. Today we don't have gods of the Egyptians to worship or gods of silver and stone. But as Matthew has reminded us many times from this platform, we do have gods of our own making, which we sometimes worship instead of the true and living God. Gods of pleasure and entertainment. Gods of money and wealth. Gods of family and friends. Now all these are good in their proper place. But if you put them in place of serving the Lord, then they become gods of your own making. Let's go to Blackpool today, instead of going to church. Let's go out for a walk, instead of going to church. Let's look on Facebook, instead of reading our Bibles. These then become gods, because you've put them before worshipping the true and living God. The choice is up to you, Joshua reminds them in verse 15. But me and my household, he said, we will serve the Lord. Don't look round to see what other people are doing. This coming year, it's between you and the Lord. As we stand at the beginning of a new year, let's resolve individually to serve the true and living God and put him first in our own lives. I know New Year's resolutions don't often last. They say that the first New Year's resolution is often broken by the first Friday in the new year, and nearly 80% of them are already broken by the beginning of February. But there is a resolution we can keep, and I hope with me you'll keep that resolution this year. With the help of the Holy Spirit in our lives, we can keep this resolution to throw away the gods we've made and to follow the true and living God. And we can have a new beginning with the Lord, one that will last, unlike many of our other resolutions. 6 weeks ago, it was Remembrance Sunday. Don't know whether you can think back that far. We remember that it was 100 years ago to the day when the armistice was signed to end the First World War. So many lives had been lost that almost every town in Britain erected a stone cenotaph with their names on it to remind people of what had happened in the vain hope that it wouldn't happen again. And memorials have always been part of the way the Lord's people remembered what had happened in the past too. One of the first was erected by Jacob after he'd seen the Lord in a dream at the top of Jacob's ladder. He erected then a stone pillar in Bethel as a reminder that he'd met with God there. And so too Joshua and the people of Israel. Seven times throughout the book of Joshua, the people erected monuments to remind them of what had happened in a particular place. And maybe there's a sermon for another time in that too. The first one you may remember vividly was when they had crossed the Jordan. They were safely on dry land through the Jordan. Before they conquered Jericho, they took out 12 stones from the river and set them up as a memorial. And Joshua chapter 4 verses 6 and 7 says, "In the future, when your children ask you what do these stones mean, tell them that the flow of the Jordan was cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. These stones are to be a memorial to the people of Israel forever." And so we see also here in verse 26 of our chapter how they erected another stone as a reminder that they had promised to serve the Lord in this land. Look at verse 25, it says, "On that day Joshua made a covenant for the people, and there at Shechem he drew up for them decrees and laws. And Joshua recorded these things in the book of the law of God. Then he took a large stone and set it up there under the oak near the holy place of the Lord. See, he said to the people, this stone will be a witness against us. It has heard all the words the Lord has said to us. It will be a witness against you if you are untrue to your God." As the people went past that stone later on, it would remind them of that promise that they had made to follow the Lord. And conversely, if they failed to keep that promise, it would shout out as a witness against them that they had broken their promises. And so as we come towards the start of a new year, a new era in all of our lives, whatever 2019 brings, will you take note of what Joshua said in his farewell note to the Lord's people? And will you, like them, say, "As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord"? We won't be erecting any stone memorials here to remind you of that promise. But twice a month we do hold another memorial called Breaking of Bread, when we're reminded of how much the Lord did for us on the cross of Calvary. It also reminds us that if we take part, we too have given our lives to Him and promised to serve Him with thankfulness and gratitude for His amazing love to us, even though we didn't deserve it. In 2019, we may not know what the future holds for any of us, but we do know who holds the future. And as that chorus goes on to say, He will guide us with His hand, as He always has done these last 25 years that this fellowship has been in existence. And so, come, people of the risen King, as our final hymn reminds us. Come those whose joy is morning sun, or those weeping through the night. Come those who tell of battles won, or those of us still struggling in the fight. For His perfect love will never change, and His mercies never cease. A new beginning every morning, which is where we started our service. And His mercies never cease, but follow us through all our days with the certain hope of peace. Let us rejoice that we have an amazing God who can lead us through if only we'll put our trust in Him.